The mules are in the corral. Welcome to Mule Talk, and I'm Cindy K. Roberts, your host.
On this week's episode of Mule Talk, I am talking with Les Clancy of the Missouri Mule Makeover, and he is a huge promoter for the mule, and his event will take place this weekend at the Ozark Fairgrounds in Springfield, Missouri. Les, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, I appreciate it. Always excited to get on there.
Okay. Listen, I have been following you, and I'm really impressed with this year's lineup on your trainers and what you have to offer. So, I mean, you've got well-known people here that are coming on, and then your youth trainers, I've been watching their videos, and they are so good.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about the youth this year. And, you know, the youth is the whole backbone and the whole story on the youth is it's not so much to seeing a youth win in competing with a mule. It's seeing a youth learn and get to follow along with the adult trainers and try to accomplish something with a mule that they've never, ever thought they could do. And in some cases, these kids have never trained a mule in their lives. So on the youth side of it, there's no restrictions in getting in to be a trainer in the youth, because if someone's just got the drive, wanting to learn, wanting to educate themselves on the mule and better themselves in their horsemanship or their mulemanship, I encourage all kids to come and compete in this Missouri Mule Makeover on the youth division.
That is so outstanding, because I think these kids, they have a lot to offer. They develop the mule training mindset, and they don't have to break bad habits. I think this is a win-win for the mule industry.
Oh, it is, and it's a win-win for the mule. It's a win-win for the kid. And, you know, if you're coming to the mule show here at Ozark Mule Day to watch these kids compete, I mean, there's not a loser in any one of them. If we was able to give everybody a first place, we would do that. But, you know, these kids are coming here to learn, trying to better themselves, and I guarantee you, some of these kids have got some pretty damn awesome mules.
Wow. So where are they coming from? Not everybody's in Missouri, right?
No, I'm probably going to miss some, but I'm going to tell you, I think I've got competitors from Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma, Georgia, Louisiana, Texas, Iowa, Indiana, Missouri, Arizona, I believe. My son just said, you caught me on guard there on that one, but I think we've got 11 or 12 states represented this year with trainers.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, now it starts, what, Thursday evening? You've got, what, a chili cook-off?
We do. You know, in the past, so many people have been coming, you know, they're coming up mule days a couple days early just to get, acclimated with their mules to the arena, just to kind of get relaxed. But the biggest thing is we've got such a huge social marketing and a social group trying to get together that we wanted to do something. So this Thursday, we're going to have a world championship chili cook-off, and we're going to have a world champion cornhole tournament. And we've got a live band on Thursday night, and we're also going to do a hot heel tournament on Thursday. So basically, that's just for all my competitors that have come in and early. Anybody can come. So if you're in the area of Springfield, Missouri, or you plan to be there early, hey, come down, listen to some good music, eat some good chili, and get your butt kicked by me, because I'm going to win the cornhole. I'm just going to put it out there.
I've heard that, and I'm on pins and needles about that. If you do win, what is the prize?
Well, what is it? It costs $10 to get into the cornhole game. And the winner of it wins 50% of the money back, and the other 50% of the money, we're going to donate that to the Wounded Warriors program and also the Disabled American Veterans. That's two organizations that we as Americans need to look out after more and give them more and let them know that, hey, we're appreciative of what they've sacrificed in their life. So hope to raise some good money and give to them two great causes.
Well, that, I just admire you for that. So how is it that you selected those two charities?
Well, you know, as you know, I spent 27 years on active duty in the military. I've seen a lot of friends, you know, be in bad way, whether, you know, in action, in combat, or come home with problems and disabilities. And, you know, you see people every day at, you know, your Walmart, just around town at a gas station, or at your favorite restaurant. You see these gentlemen and these ladies wear these hats. And, you know, to them, whether or not I give them money or I walk up there and I shake their hand and tell them thank you, every American should do this. Every American that you see somebody with wearing a DAB hat or they were proudly serving or something, they're proud enough to wear that hat for our country. I'm damn proud enough to walk up and shake their right hand. So we just need to step up and try to help them out.
You better believe it. I'm with you on that. On Friday, is Friday where you do the mule training session?
Friday? We do a clinic. The clinic is all 22 trainers that are in the makeover will have 100% attention to whoever would like to come and watch this clinic. If you want to watch it, you're more than welcome to watch it. Ask questions, everything. It's totally free. If you want to bring your horse or your mule, your donkey, your llama, or whatever you think you need to ride, it costs you $100. And 100% of the money that we raise on Friday is also going to go to the DAV and the Wounded Warriors.
Oh, that's awesome. You are really, you are doing a bang-up job here.
Over the past 10 years, Cindy, we have donated close to $80,000 to charity. And, you know, this show is pretty close to my heart. It's been a family business since 1982. And, you know, I'm not going to say we do it to make money. And if we can raise a little bit of money and give to charities or give to families in need, that's what we try to do every year.
Okay, now I do see one female trainer in here, Jana Lassiter Thurber.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Jana was in the competition last year, and she was also in it this year. About 45 days ago, Jana got hurt on a different mule. Her leg got tangled up in a lead rope, and she ended up having to have surgery on her knee. So Jana's out of the competition due to that. But we also have a young lady, Natalie Gann, in the youth division, who is going to be coming, and she's got an awesome mule this year, so I see great things from her.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that about Jana, and I'm looking forward to seeing Natalie go at it, so this is all good stuff. And do you change the obstacle course in that arena every year, or is it pretty much the same?
No, we try to change it around. And the thing about it is I tell all the trainers 30 days prior to the show everything that's in the trail course, because I don't want nothing to be a surprise on these mules. I want these mules to come back. I want them to know exactly what's going on. I want them to shine. I there's no excitement or there's no hidden secrets on what a trail course is at, because that's not what we're all about. We're all about trying to get these kids and these adults to have a best mule, to be on the best side for a training, whether or not you want to use that in performance, you want to showcase it in a show, or you just want to make a trail mule. So we don't want any surprises, but it's a very hard trail course. So if you make it through there on the trail course with a perfect score, you've got a pretty damn good mule.
I think that's very good of you to have that attitude where you're going to let them know what to expect on the course, and it makes a better rider, a better mule, a better show for everybody. So I'm just so proud of you for doing that. And you are on Facebook.
You can find me on Facebook. You can look up Missouri Mule Makeover, because, you know, that's one of the things that's been really good. Or you can just find us with Ozark Mule Days. And I have my personal page, Les Clancy. But we have a huge marketing. I'll just give you an idea. This year has been our greatest year in marketing. 2 months ago, we hit our highest. We hit 5.9 million views in a month. But right now, we're averaging about 2.6 million hits every month on our makeover page.
That is very cool. I mean, you are such a great icon in the mule industry. You're doing so well with this.
I'm just trying to follow what my family's done for years, and I kind of enjoy it. So as long as I can keep doing it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay, great. Listen, Les, I wish you all the best, and of course I'll be out Saturday, and I'll be trying to interview as many people that I can. So, but I want to thank you for coming back on.
You betcha. I encourage everybody to come out. The show starts on Friday at 6 o'clock, and once we start the show at 6 o'clock on Friday night, we are pretty much full speed ahead till midnight all day Saturday. Kick back open Saturday night, go till midnight on Saturday night, and it all day Sunday. With the conclusion of the mule sale with the makeover mules and all the mules that the trainers are bringing at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, Les, thank you for coming on, and we'll have you back on soon.
The spirit of the Wild West. West lives on in my latest book, Desperados of the Wagons West Expedition. I rode with descendants of notorious outlaws, mule skinners, horse thieves, brothel workers, and Texas Rangers that gathered at the Imbar Ranch in Reserve, New Mexico. And so I documented their story. This is a modern-day dime store novel published by Every Cowgirl's Dream. It's captivating and exciting to read. It's available at everycowgirlsdream.com, Amazon Books, and other participating outlets. Giddy up and get your copy today. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or a sponsor, send me an email, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at everycowgirlsdream.com. Gotta go. My mule is looking for me.
Mule Talk is an Every Cowgirl's Dream production.